This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
All right,
Rip, the wise guy's show,
and then Carlos is gonna be calling me, and he's gonna say, "Everybody should like put me on their shoulders, carry me down the streets of Winnipeg." You'll see.
There's no time to record the real me. We're short on time, and we're short on dreams. But hopefully, this can get you through. Until we can write something new. We're gonna record a brand new song. It should be done before too long. But for now, this is what you get for free. Enjoy this temporary theme. This might be good and it might go, but it's the theme to the Wise Guy Show.
See how you are?
School could be full, too.
Absolutely.
I have Carlo on the phone with me. We've been already talking. You people missed out.
Absolutely.
Too bad for you.
It's they're not privy to our VIP conversations.
Exactly.
But how you been?
I've had better days.
I know. I'm very distressed at your dilemma that you have going on here. And but by the way, though, have I told you that you should be hoisted on everybody's shoulders and carried through the streets of Manitoba?
Yes, you have.
Okay.
And you know what?
Great.
I agree with you.
Right.
I've taken that under deep consideration, and I think that that is precisely what they should do. Maybe not through all of Manitoba, but at least through town.
Town hall and petition for a Malice Cooper Day.
Ooh, that would be neat.
It can't hurt. What's the worst they could say? No, and then I'd have
I don't
to
know.
Fly out there and change their minds.
I'd love a key to the city.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, why shouldn't I get one?
Should you? You're a productive member of the respected member.
Yeah, I don't get paid a dime. It's all volunteer. I mean, you know.
More so, why you shouldn't even deserve accolades.
Totally, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Enough about me, though.
I'm very distressed at the dilemma that you're having. I don't know if you're privy. I don't know if you're able to speak about it, but I'm fuming right now.
Oh, we can talk about it because it's not like it's libel. I mean, basically,
let them come and find me.
Well, no. Basically, they took 2 years of me saying I was there doing my show.
Mm-hmm.
To which case, I'm always doing my show unless I book it off. And I let everybody know that I'm booking it off. Cecil, right on my Facebook all the time.
But what's the sense in doing something like that? Is it just to draw people to other programs that they're having or something?
I really don't know what they got out of it. Don't know.
Oh, that's terrible. If I had sleeper flyer miles, I'd come out there and give them a piece of my mind.
Yeah, but I don't even know where they are.
Oh, I'll find them. I'm just saying, I can find anybody.
Well, you probably could, but I mean, the reality is, they're a person over the internet that could or could not be that person.
Ah, so they might be, oh, I get it. They're like...
Well, how do you know?
You don't.
See?
The internet is a very mysterious place, you know?
It's a scary-ass place, I can tell you that much.
I know.
You know? Like... And weird stuff happens, too. You know?
Yeah. Where, like, you've had bad experiences?
Well, recently, didn't you see my post?
You know what? I haven't really been on...
That one guy, like, demanded I give him my Skype and password? Demanded. Not asked, but demanded.
And what was the reason for this demand?
I don't know. So I publicly humiliated him. And I mean... Apparently, he's still in my friends. So feel free to go through the post, find out who it... He outs himself. That's the other thing that's really funny. I mean, I didn't even say who it was.
He just wants to see you. He just can't get enough of you, and he wants to get a visual of you on Skype.
Well, no. Like, he wanted my account and password to use my Skype.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
No shit, right? Like,
absolutely not.
I mean, I'm pretty much an honorary wise guy, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm sitting there, I'm reading this post, and I'm thinking to myself, how is it that I haven't reached through and just, like, grabbed your throat already? You know?
Yeah,
is what I was thinking.
All the malicites after him.
Well,
so your loyal minions, and just tell
them. Oh, they did. They've already. I'm pretty sure he can't. His site, you probably can't post on unless you're his friend now, because I'm pretty sure they totally terrorize the living crap right out of him.
I see. Well, you handled your business. That's good. See, I'm starting to rub off on you now.
Oh, you have totally.
Absolutely.
You know, because technically the post I think that she had posted in, I didn't publicly say who it was.
Right.
So she, in a sense, said who it was.
Oh, she outed herself, in other words.
Again, yes. See?
Oh, wow.
Because as long as you do things the proper way, I mean, if they out themselves, that's kind of like...
Them.
That's on them, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. See, I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, you know, you know what they say. You give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves.
And they did.
Right?
Yep. It works, man.
Karma. It's up to everybody, just like I told you. You know,
totally. It's awesome, right?
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the business I'm in, you know, you run into a lot of nice people, but you run into a lot equally not nice people, you know?
Well, I got Dick Wagner's book, and he ran into some, like, really not nice people at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only up to chapter 3. And now, you got to understand, for me, that's amazing, okay? That I made it as far as chapter 3, and I actually remember stuff.
I know, that's a milestone for you. I'm proud
of you. It's giant size. So I'm proud of me, too. And the thing is, in his book... He meets, and I mean, I suppose I could say who they are, but I don't even really want to, because, you know, that's kind of hearsay.
Right, right. Yeah,
you have to kind of buy the book, so then you know, because if I say it, and plus it's not going to have the same effect either.
Right, because you never really had no experiences with that person.
Well, yeah, and Dick, the way he tells the story... is so incredible. Like, you feel like you're standing right beside him and you want to, like, just reach out and choke that person for him, you know?
Oh, I've read a lot of books like that where I wanted to reach out and choke people, too.
Yeah. And it's totally like that. It's pretty incredible, actually. I really, I'm digging the book.
Uh-huh.
I'm really hoping that I can make it to more chapters.
Hey, you want to know something? It's kind of dated. It's been out a while, but, you know, I'm so backed up on my... I have thousands of books. I'm one of those idiots that'll go to Barnes & Noble and grab all kinds of books and then just pile them up and not read them, because I'll have the intentions to read them. But the one I'm really dying to get to is Motley Crue, The Dirt.
I think Rick has that one.
I'm trying to get to it. Everybody's, like, telling me about it. I'm like, please, don't tell me nothing. I don't want to know them, but they're telling me y'all enjoy it, so... But what I wanted to ask you is...
Is that the one that Mickey did himself?
What?
Is that the one that...
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that one's apparently, according to Rick, so wicked and so... Well, how it really is.
Well, it was kind of like eye-opening. It was they outed a lot of stuff, and I guess, you know...
Well, that's what people should do nowadays. I mean... Why hide who you are?
Well, that's what it is. I mean, you're together so long, there's always going to be a bump in the road. There's going to be, you know, every marriage has its discord, and that's the same thing in a band or whatever, people who are spending, you know, time together. There's always going to be something, you know what I'm saying? And that's what people want today. The juicier and the raunchier and the more dysfunctional, the better people like it. I don't understand why that's like that, but like, and
yeah, but in the same respect, when they find out somebody's, like, smoking pot or doing heroin or anything,
right.
Oh, they're an alcoholic. Oh, well, heaven for freaking... You know, it's so hypocritical. Because I know that 98% of those people, they're no angels.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Like, honestly, you're going to go there? You know, like, you sit back and you go, really? You know, like, I've got a blue bomber, one of my football team members.
Okay.
Got busted in the States with some pot. It was only a quarter. Probably not even, because he smoked two joints or something. You know? It's like totally personal use. He's a Afro-American guy. Not saying stereotypical, because the white guys were smoking it too.
Right.
And they're not... They tried to trade him and nobody wants him. This guy is, like, stellar on the field. Like,
but because of that now, he's, like, kind of, like, tainted goods?
For smoking pot?
Well, you know, that's, there's up, you know what? You gotta realize there are uptight people in the world and, you know.
Dude, I remember the hockey players of my day and those guys were, like, they were snorting lines off the table at the bar.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, I can't speak sports-wise, but, like, as far as, like, musicians, I think it's a lot less than it was, a lot less, how should I say it, flamboyant. I don't think a lot of bands are doing it like they did back in the 80s, like Motley Crue did and all those other hair bands, you know, back in the day. I think, I mean, there's, to say that it's not going on anymore would be ludicrous, but it is still going on, but I think it's cut way down, and because I think everybody has the stereotype that, you know, just because you're in a band, you have to get high, and I'm sure everybody has gotten high, but I think more bands are not politically correct, but they're trying to change that image, which is a good thing, but, you know, everybody still gets high. What if
yeah, I'm but, like, no, just be honest.
Right.
You know, like, be true about who you are. Don't go, no, I don't do this. I smoke pot. I'll tell you, I'm not ashamed of smoking pot. Smoking pot helps me talk.
Making big money, and that could fuck them up. So, if you had a choice to lie or jeopardize your income, what are you going to do?
Well,
no, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, maybe they don't want to lie, but I guess, you know, you gotta really,
my doctors know. I've told them, you know what? If I get caught, you're going down with me, because they won't give me a prescription to carry. They won't give me that. So you know what? I'm taking you with me if I go.
Yeah, but you have a legit reason why you need it.
Yeah.
You know, you have a medical condition. I mean, not everybody has that. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but still. You know what? Any medical condition you have, pot will make you feel better.
True.
So, I'm sorry, but that applies to everybody, because there's not one person on this planet that's completely 100% healthy. I don't buy it.
No, well, that's true.
Because of all the stuff they're putting in our foods, they're trying to kill us.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
You see?
Speaking of the honesty angle, I personally...
Exactly.
...have never used drugs, ever.
That was your choice, though.
Right. I can't say that I haven't sold any years ago. Because I was always about to...
Yeah, but see, that's really illegal.
Well, yeah, different set of... We were worried about making money, you know what I'm saying? I didn't care about that.
You don't remember your customers, it's okay.
Yeah, but, you know, not anymore. This was going back in the days when, you know, people like Studio 54, when people were doing, like you said, cocaine out in the open, and, you know what I'm saying? They used to carry the vials with the things around their neck and shit. But, I mean, you know, I was all about making money. My big thing back then was going to Atlantic City, and gambling was my big thing. If I had all
really?
That money I lost, forget about it.
You're kidding.
I'm living like Malice Cooper up in Manitoba on the hills in a big mansion.
Well, I wished I'd live in a big mansion. That would be cool.
Hey, speaking of Manitoba, what's going on out there? I heard there was like some shit going on out there with flooding or something, or some kind of big thing going on. Because I remember listening to the news and something happened in Canada. I said, oh, I got to ask Malice about that when I get her on the phone.
Well, on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, it's sunny. But on the weekends, it's raining like crazy.
That's all year round, or is it just a...
No, that's what they're doing to us this year. I think it's HARP. You know, because, like, I mean, come on. Really? Every weekend. They're going to make us, like, go completely insane if that keeps up.
Yeah, I don't understand this. We even here in the States, I mean...
Because we go... On the weekend, that's when we go places, like out of the city or, you know, like to the beach,
yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff, camping, you know, and the weekend is the only time most of the people here can go anywhere.
Yeah, they work during the week, sure. It's like they're, you know, but, you know, it's weird because even down here in Jersey, I mean, it's fucking June. Last week I had a sweatshirt on because I was freezing. It's fucking raining already. All right, April.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Hours, you know, that's it. It's not right now. It should be like 90 degrees out. It's rainy. It's
yeah.
It's like really.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's hurting my business because people don't want to come out to shows. You know what? Years ago, in the late 80s, people would come out. They wouldn't give a fuck. They'll come out. Nowadays, if they see one car... Oh, I'm sorry. I can't make it. There's
yep.
a cloud in the sky. Holy shit.
Yep. That's the other thing.
You know?
For some reason, back in the day, if it was raining, you didn't give a shit. You still went, did what you were... Heck, even if it was like... You were going to cut down a tree or something that day. You still went and did it.
Like in like small snowstorms, people would come out. They didn't care. Nowadays, it's like, I don't know, if you get older, you turn into a pussy or something. I don't know.
No. It was all that whole movement of spraying the world in phloem so nobody gets hurt.
Wow.
And people crying about paper cuts. You know, like, somewhere down the line, all the guys lost their balls.
Yeah.
You know, because they have, like, a broken bone. Okay? Just one. We're not talking like your whole body's broken. No. Just one broken bone. And you'd swear to God they had cancer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, you're sitting back and you're going... Wait, it's...
Forget about broken bones. People with headaches act like that.
No kidding, right?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you whining about? Take an aspirin.
Them, you know what I'm saying? But there are people that really have cancer riddled through their...
Exactly.
Pain, and you want to cry about a headache? I don't want to slap people like that, seriously.
Yep, I agree with you. See, that's the other thing.
But
because why?
Listen to me. Since you're in a reading mode and you have time, this book is also been out there.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't know if it really can happen, but it's one of those books that make you say, you know what? How do we know this ain't happening? There's a weather guy out here on, I think he's on channel. His name is Bill Evans. Okay, he's a New York weatherman, and he wrote this book called Category 7.
Huh.
And it's about this guy who creates this thing that can cause hurricanes and all this other shit in different parts of the world.
So it's about art.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, to manipulate the stock market and shit and make money off of it.
Yep.
But it just makes you wonder. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you don't have to wonder. No, that's fact. The book is fact.
You know? I mean, it's not like a Hollywood thing like space travel and all that other shit where you could say, oh, yeah, you know, that's Hollywood for you. This is believable because, you know what I'm saying? There's so much shit going on with this weather that it's not natural. Something has to be unnaturally modifying.
Jesse Ventura went there, man.
You know?
He went there. He could go in as a civilian. He couldn't go in with his governor's status.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. He knows. He's seen it.
Wow.
He knows what they're mind control. Never mind. Like, they're not just controlling our weather. And, plus, there's also, like, there was a point in time that 30% of the population or something had some kind of brain, like, virus from cats.
Ew, where are you talking about Canada or all over?
No, all over. And it's like, the more stuff that I read from all my friends that are into all this stuff, the more I sit back and go like, God, how are we even alive?
Yeah, I purposely read this shit. You know, that's why I don't watch the news anymore, because it's nothing ever, it's depressing, it's stupid. I mean, that's why, like, when it comes to, like, political shit, I stay so far away from that. Unless it's something so serious that's happening, like, God forbid, like a 9/11 accident where I could give a fuck, because the news all it does is depress you, and it's like a daily reminder, you're fucked, you know what I'm saying? Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't watch it no more.
I can't watch the news itself, because that's all lies. The news itself, what's on CNN, all that stuff?
Yeah.
That's what they want you to see.
Yeah.
That's not even the truth.
No, I that's why I won't watch it. I'd rather watch a sitcom, a funny movie, and make myself laugh. You know what? I'll be that much dumber as far as what's going on in current events. Because you know why? Because the idiots don't have no problems. You know, I'll be the village idiot in that case. You know what I'm saying?
With pleasure.
Exactly.
And zest and zeal.
I had to apologize to you about not making it the last time. It was a crazy day for me.
Dude, you don't have to apologize for nothing.
Sure I do. Your show is a staple of internet radio. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like air. We need it to breathe.
Yeah, but shit happens, man.
No, I know, and it was just, you know what this is? When you're doing something like that, whenever, you know, some movie projects, the people are cool, but this one, I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Ooh.
Couldn't post anything on Facebook or YouTube, or else I would be sued 6 ways to Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't even know what the name of the project was till I showed up for the day of filming. They put it untitled. They wouldn't tell us.
Really?
That's how hush-hush it was.
Wow.
And then, you know, during the filming, you know, what they shoot is a spoiler, so you can't really even, I mean, it was great, and now I can tell you, I don't know, it makes no sense, but they're doing Spider-Man 2, and isn't there like 17 of them already? How is there?
So you're like, gonna be in the new Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, I play a pedestrian in the background, it's just a background shot, but I got featured, so that was a good thing. But it was fun. It's a long day. See, this is the point. You know, everybody thinks it's glamorous. It is to a point, but, like, you show up at 5 a.m.
Yep.
And you have to sit in what they call a holding area until they're ready for you.
Yeah, it's like a rubber room.
Yeah, a bunch of retards.
Fatted walls and everything.
Yeah, I sit and do crosswords, I email, I do all kinds of shit, so... And you can't have your phone out. I had an ordeal with the last time I was on a television show. They're like, all right, well, we're all going to set now. You must leave your phones here. This door will be locked. So anybody with their phones on set will be asked to leave. So I did what they told me to. I come back. Somebody robbed my phone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then I had a fight with them for 4 months just to get them to pay my cell phone, to pay my to reimburse me for the cost of my phone. So, like, it's not our fault. I said, your people, your production staff told me to leave my fucking phone there so you're liable. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, they forced you to leave it there. They're liable.
Right. I would have put it in, I mean, come on, everybody, you know, and like, I was an idiot because usually what people do is they'll put it on silent or shut it off and put it in your pocket. I said, let me play ball for once in my fucking life and put it in my thing, and it was gone. I was like, oh, man, you know?
The only one time that you actually, like, said, okay, I have one.
Yeah, it was a very good shoot, and it was fun. It's going to be a really good movie. I'm working on the White Collar now, which is another TV show on...
Really?
Yeah.
You're on that one now, too?
USA, it's on. White Collar, yeah. I did that. Law and Order's wrapped for the season, so that's going to be a while before they come back up. So then I'm doing other stuff like Blue Bloods and shit like that, and then regular features, little small print.
Right on, dude.
Doing my comedy. This weekend's a big weekend. I'm going to be out in Ohio at the Funny Stop. I'm going to be with Angel Salazar. If you don't know, if you don't recognize the name, he was in the movie Scarface. He played G. And he's a very funny comedian. He's going to be headlining. I'm going to be featuring. And we're going to be out there Friday and Saturday night. It's going to be a really great show. Because he is... Angel is an act to behold. If you've ever heard of him or get a chance to see him, go see him or Google him. He starts out with all his clothes on. By the end of the show, he's in his underwear. And it's an amazing metamorphosis.
I just got a visual.
He's a prop guy. He has like 50 props that in his suitcase, and it's just hysterical, man. He's just one of those, you know.
Yeah.
And it's thoroughly entertaining.
Oh my God, I just got a visual on that one.
He's a short little Latino guy, you know what I'm saying? He was famous in the movie Scarface for going, Gigi, you get the Yale? You know what I'm saying? That's his big claim to fame, you know?
Yeah. That's why I'm saying I got a visual of
Blau. You're a little bald-headed Spanish. Hey, Carlo, how are you, Carlo? That accent, that's how he talks to me. Hey, Carlo, how are you? Did you pick me up Thursday? Yeah? Okay, amigo. The sweetheart of a guy, and he's a very, very funny guy, and he's a nice guy, too. Like, he's one of the guys I enjoy working with, you know?
What about, okay, when you do your comedy acts...
Right.
Do you drink?
No, I don't. I used to drink years ago.
Yeah.
You know, like New Year's Eve I did.
Yeah.
You know, because that was... But normally I don't. If you see me drinking anything, it's probably a protein shake.
Really?
I have a lot of fun when I'm doing a show, but I'm sort of nerdy. Like, I don't smoke or drink or do nothing like that. But I can have just as much fun as anybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a killjoy. You know what I'm saying?
No, actually, that makes you a perfect person. Because that means you can be funny without the assistance of anything else. You know how hard that is for a lot of people?
Well, yeah, I guess. Well, if you never really did it, maybe, you know, I don't know.
I know a lot of people that don't even know who they are. Unless they're drinking.
See, that's, you know, I never saw the big deal in it. I really didn't. I drank.
Yeah, me neither.
You know.
You know, but, I mean, okay, when I was a kid, I drank, like, tons.
Yeah.
More than, like, a kid should have drank.
Yeah, but did it become a problem for you?
Was it a problem for me? It might have been a problem for everybody else carting my ass around to try and get me home.
Had to bail you out?
Well, actually, no, you know. I was lucky. I never got tossed in a jail or anything.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get any drunk in a public fucking place or anything like that. It was...
I'm surprised. garage, because you look like a rowdy sort.
Well, I think I'm the kind of rowdy that doesn't get in trouble because I'm a girl.
Well, you get away, yeah. Well, you,
right?
You got the
you see, I can get away with more, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I'm like, I don't know, swinging from something from a ceiling, nobody's really going to care.
No, they're
as much.
Off on it. But if, it was,
if it was a guy, you know, like, yeah, they're going to be, like, bouncers are on him, pulling him down. But see, I could probably jump up even on stage with bands and stuff and get away with
and
it, right?
And have them carry you through the streets of Manitoba right from the stage. You know, that's where you start, from the stage. You let them carry right down the
street. You know what, if my friends were listening to this, they would laugh so hard because they'd be like, yeah, Zaf. Not that I, they, see, they could carry me so easily, I weigh nothing.
Right, so I could picture you doing some speaker diving.
Oh yeah, I would too, if I wasn't so worried about, like, actually breaking my whole back.
My luck, if I did it, everybody would move the fuck out of the way.
No, you're not that big of a guy.
No, but I'm just saying, because I'm not Malice Cooper, you know, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I don't have the vagina, you have, see, that's why you won't get arrested, because you have the vagina to get out of jail free card, I don't.
That's probably the only thing that really kept me out of jail, probably.
I can't say that.
I can't remember. I don't remember why I didn't end up in jail. How about that? That's probably a better answer.
You were too drunk to remember why you didn't get arrested?
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky you.
You know what? For all I know, maybe I was arrested and got out, but just continued drinking and...
And it's all a blur, yeah.
Yeah, and I never really answered to any... Who knows? I don't know.
We're going to have to get one of your parents on the phone to see if they ever...
Well, no, they think I'm an angel. They don't even remember me drinking. So it's perfect.
Really?
Well, they're all old and shit, you know, so...
You're telling me that your parents as a teenager, when you were a kid, never had any kind of dealings with the cops or, like, even like if you broke the neighbor's window playing with a ball, you never had...
I wouldn't do something like that.
No, even accidentally.
No.
No?
I would have fessed up for it and probably done some kind of yard work right away.
What
I mean...
What about school? Any detention, suspensions?
No, my teachers pretty much just let me get away with whatever I wanted.
Well, you're one lucky fuck you. Look at you.
I know, right?
Wow.
I even got to sit in the principal's office with him, smoking a smoke.
Is that why you didn't get in trouble?
No, I was just like having a smoke with him and telling him why the English teacher sucks.
Oh, wow.
Really? Like, the English teacher was all mad at me. Right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, but... Okay, it's not my fault that he was the shape of the A&W root beer. It is not my fault that that was his body shape. I wasn't intentionally trying to be a bully walking down the hallway going, da-dum, da-dum, dum, da-dum, da-dum, dum. It wasn't my fault, okay?
Well, you were a ball buster, so he called you out on it.
Well, no, he wanted to know why I couldn't stop doing it. And I told him it was at a point of I'd see him that would pop into my brain and just come out. It wasn't even conscious anymore.
You should have told me you had Tourette's, you can't help yourself.
Well, in a sense, that's what I was, in a way, telling him. Because,
wow.
You know, I couldn't help myself anymore.
Plea already said. Now, I could pitch you in front of a judge. Listen, judge, I'm insane. You have to realize that.
Yeah.
You got your excuses all ready to go on the runway.
100%, man. That's why you never get in trouble. You got to have all your excuses and ducks in a row.
Yeah, well, I never had it that lucky. In high school, I was pretty lucky because we were jocks. We got away with murder. But as I got older, you know, it started to, you know, they didn't want to hear that. They're like, all right, you're going to come with us for a year.
See, that's not fair.
Well, had I known that, you know, if I would have told them probably that I knew you, then I might have got, you know, probation or something.
It's possible.
You know?
You never know.
We should get a bumper sticker that said, Malice made me do it.
You could do that.
Absolutely. That'd be cool, too.
It would, actually. Thanks for the idea.
Absolutely. See, that's another marketing. I'm a marketing genius. I'll have you on everybody's tongue by the end of the year. We're gonna spread that name worldwide.
That would be scary as hell.
You know, we're gonna have to forget about the streets of Manitoba. We're gonna carry you through Broadway in New York City.
Oh, that would be so cool! I've never been to Broadway.
You gotta get to the States.
I've never been anywhere really. I mean, I went to Arizona a couple times. I went to California once. And I went to Austria.
Austria? So
a couple times. That's where my mom's from. No, that's where my mom's from.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about it.
My mom's parents lived there till, they died.
Yes, I remember.
Bane, shut up.
Grizzly story.
Well, and so we went there a couple times. You know, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love castles. Castles are awesome.
Is it a bustling city or is it more like a third world country?
It's different. It's beautiful. The architecture is just incredible.
Is it a modern city or not really? It's like.
Well, it depends on where you go. I mean, if you go to Vienna, that's obviously like a huge city and everything's modern and
they got all the sauces, right? Vienna sauces, right?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I didn't go there for the sausage. I went for the beer. I was 11.
You went there. No. Are you kidding?
Seriously, though, if you are in Austria,
right?
I don't even know if it's to this day, but I think to this day, you can just get, you can be a kid and get booze.
Wow.
Because the beer, it's like water. I don't know. They just drink it like water.
Is it strong or is it just like piss water?
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Like you'd get tanked pretty fast, I think.
I wonder what the drunk driving rate is over there.
I don't even know if there's laws, because, I mean, the Autobahn, you don't even got a speed limit on that thing. Bane, shut up. Really? Dude, really?
He's hungry.
He's insane. What's his problem?
Do they even have cars in Austria that get into drunk driving accidents?
Well, yeah. And the car is on the Autobahn. Like, you're maxing out the car that you're in.
There's no speed limit, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought the Autobahn only ran through Germany.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
That thing's huge and goes for a long ways, and you get mega lost really fast. Because you're going so fast. I mean, it's like, what did that sign say? It's like you only saw the sign for, like, not even a second. How the hell do you know it's in German?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like, what?
Oh, my God, that's too funny.
My dad, I thought he was going to just, like, lose it.
You were going so fast, he was getting younger as you were driving because you were...
Probably.
Slowing down time.
Probably. Well, I'm going to let you go.
All right,
I'll see you on Facebook. Take care of yourself.
Go to my website, www.carlovalerio.com, and I will check in with you next month, honey.
Awesome.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
That was awesome sauce. I like talking to Carlo. Me and him. We get along great. He's like my brother from another mother. An Italian one. Annihilator! Refresh the demon.